Welcome, tennis fans, to another exciting edition of KickServeRadio.com Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden. I am joined by the Media Relations Director of the BNP Paribas Open. He is Matt Van Tynen. Matt, we get together like this every year, and about the time we do, it's time for you and I both to get excited. You, for obvious reasons, you've got a huge undertaking on your hands, and me, just because I know I'm getting to come out to the desert to see the best players in the world. And based on what we saw in Australia, there is no shortage of incredible storylines that came out of that Australian Open.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think that the resurgence of Nadal and Federer playing of days of old, and then Venus and Serena, I think it was really, really great to see. And I think that you've got a lot of others just standing there waiting on the doorstep, like Zverev and others who are ready to move their way up the ranks. So, you know, the field for us is loaded, all the top 20 men and women, and it should be a great showcase out in the desert in March.
Gosh, you mentioned Zverev, and then the question becomes which one. The Zverev brothers actually performed beautifully down there, but Misha was the big surprise. Obviously, once he came up against Roger, that was a little bit much for him. But taking out Andy Murray the way he did, the number one seed, was pretty shocking to the tennis world.
Yeah, I agree. I think it just goes to show the difference between the top-ranked guys and the top-ranked women. The gap is small. And while the top stars continue to dominate, the others are just that close. And in any given moment, those guys can come crashing down. But it was exciting for me, I think, to see the talent with some of these guys coming up. And last year, watching Zverev play Nadal and really have it sitting on his racket and make an unforced error and then lose to Nadal, you can tell he's right on the precipice. So I think that, you know, like I said, Misha played well. I think young Alex Zverev is right there on the cusp.
I think he's a guy that everybody sort of foresees as a top 10, if not top 5, if not number 1 player in the world down the road. He's certainly got plenty of game and plenty of time. Two Americans, though, Matt, that I feel like are sort of in a similar place on their respective sides of the tour, that are doing it with a lot of power and a lot of panache right now, are Jack Sock and Coco Vandeweghe. Talk about the excitement of having those two big-banging young Americans come into the desert for your event.
Yeah, you know, it's good. It's good to see them thriving. I think it's good to see them make their mark. Sock obviously played really well to start out the year, and then Coco making that run. She's got a big game, but like anybody with that kind of game, I think sometimes, you know, it can evaporate on her. But I think that she proved that when she stitches it together and she's real aggressive, she can go out there and beat just about anybody. Being a Southern California kid, I remember watching her play, I think it was at like 13 years old in the pre-qualifier when we first had it, or in qualifying up here, and thinking it feels like she's been around forever, and she's in her early 20s. So I think, you know, she's maturing her game, but you could always tell she had a lot of talent, and she brings it. So I'm excited being in Southern California, you know, hometown girl. She comes out to the desert. I remember we took her out, or she goes out four-wheeling before she comes to play, and she's out in the desert having a blast. So it should be comfortable for her. Can she turn that dial up and make a run? It'd be huge. As far as Jack Sock goes, I mean, enjoyed watching him play. Joy out there on the court, energy, intensity. Reminds me a lot of Andy Roddick. And I think he's coming into his own as well.
Big win in Auckland. Won a couple of rounds in Australia before he came up against a hot Joe Willie Songa. But I think everybody out there knows that he's a guy that you better pack a lunch for if you see him in the draw. And on any given Sunday, he seems to have the weapons. So we shall see with Jack Sock. Matt, I was out there for the USPTA World Conference in September. Saw a lot of construction going on. Got an opportunity finally for the first time to play a little tennis in Indian Wells, which was exciting. But at a distance, I was looking at what was going on around the stadium courts. And it looks like tennis fans that are used to coming out to Indian Wells for this event are going to have some surprises when they get there.
The renovations that are going on in Stadium 1 are substantial. It's going to be basically like a complete renovation of the big house. And for a lot of fans, what they're going to see is, one, you're going to see an enormous increase in the number of restaurants, 20-plus new restaurants going into Stadium 1.
Wow.
Including Wolfgang Puck Spago from out in L.A., some other restaurants out there as well, award-winning chefs. With food ranging from Mexican to pizza to hamburgers to, you know, your classic sports event food, but with an upscale twist. The Spago is going to actually be seated in the suite level and overlooking Stadium 1 with indoor-outdoor dining. So it's taking that Nobu experience in Stadium 2 and twisting it up a notch in Stadium 1. It's going to be pretty incredible. So for fans that have been there, the suites have been all completely renovated, bathrooms and restaurants added to the upper bowl where there weren't any before. Even the bleacher seats that were up at the top of the stadium have been replaced with all chairback seats. So when fans come out and see it, and especially when they experience Stadium Plaza 2, where we'll have 3+ screens and it's all framed in versus being more temporary, it's going to have this permanent feel that's only going to be just rewarding for the fan experience and something we feel like just continues to up-level the game out in Indian Wells.
Well, leave it to Mr. Larry Ellison not to rest on his laurels and to continue to give that event more and more of, as you term it, that upscale twist. Let me ask you this. We're about a month out as you and I tape right now, Matt. What's the situation in terms of people that say, you know what, darn it, we've been talking about doing this, let's do it. Can they still get tickets? Is there plenty of opportunity for people that have yet to make their arrangements to still be able to do so?
Yeah, no question. There definitely are packages still available. At the same time, individual tickets still available. We put individual box seats on sale earlier than ever before. Typically, they go early March. They're on sale now, so people can get those great seats if they're interested. But they can pick certain days or certain pieces where it used to be part of a package or a daily double kind of box seat ticket sales. So those are available to fans right now. So yes, they're out there. And what I, you know, often tell people is, well, the weekend, you know, is going to be jammed and has been, and we've set records for attendance over those middle weekend in consecutive years. Early in that second week can be a fantastic time for people to get out. You know, that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you still got a lot of the top players in the draw, almost, you know, a given. And at the same time, you still have a lot of matches on the outer courts too. So you can still spread out, move around. It's not just about the stadium, even though that's where people are going to want to be more than ever. There's a real variety there to customize and get close, up close to the action. You know, the practice courts we even talk about, we have in the past, the ability to get in there, get close to the players and see the biggest names. Definitely available for fans to go there and check it out. Go to bnpparibasopen.com. You can find out more information. Get your tickets today, that's for sure.
Well, I can tell you this, Matt. My partner in crime on kickserveradio.com, Sarah Zoden, would never forgive me if I didn't ask you the question that she loves to ask you whenever we talk, which is about the doubles draw. Because I always hear her out there among her friends talking about, you got to get out to Indian Wells because it's the one opportunity or one of the very few opportunities that you get to see the best singles players in the world playing in the doubles draw. How is that looking for this year? As strong as ever?
Yeah, you know, there's obviously I think entry lists are coming in here shortly when they get confirmed. Usually it's in the couple weeks leading up when that doubles entry list comes. But, you know, we've just seen that strong play because out in Indian Wells, doubles with the way the scoring changed quite a while ago, it just made it basically like an added practice feel for the singles guys to hop into that draw. I'm not saying it's equatable to practice. You're playing some of the most amazing doubles players in the world and everything else, but it hones, it sharpens, it's a good way to get out there. And we've seen a lot of those singles players, you know, make runs. Nadal, Federer, Roddick, even others make it all the way to the finals. Some capture the title, others not. But for a fan to be able to see Federer play singles and then play doubles, it can be a real treat, something you basically don't see anywhere else any other time of the year.
And Matt, you know, these singles players that do play in the doubles, more often than not, it seems that they're teaming up with one of their countrymen, which leads people to believe that there are some potential Davis Cup or Fed Cup concerns with respect to staying sharp should it come down to, you know, a deciding rubber or a doubles match that they might play in, and they'd hate to have not played doubles for 6 months.
Yeah, there you go. It's one of the, it's interesting you say that. I think a lot of singles players would tell you they enjoy doubles, but they don't necessarily going to pursue it to take away the focus. And so when they come out here, the atmosphere, the environment, the setup is just right for them to capitalize on that. And so they have. And I would say some of the lines we've had for people to get out and watch doubles, I think it was a couple of years ago when Federer played doubles on Stadium 2, and there was a line stretching for like, it seemed like a quarter mile, people wait to get in that stadium. And when the Bryans are out, the place is jammed. So it's one of those things that's unique about this tournament. And you can say it really doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. And that's pretty cool.
I have to agree. I watched the Bryans play Nadal and Verdasco in Stadium 2 on a, I believe it was a Saturday night match last year. And I mean, you talk about jam-packed. You don't see major finals with crowds like that. And here we are, first and second round matches, and it is uncanny. And the atmosphere is very much like a Davis Cup match. I mean, let's face it, the Bryans versus Rafa and Verdasco. I mean, that crowd was lit that night.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, it's one of those things where I think you can get out close. Even too, I remember watching the Murray brothers play in like Stadium 5, and the stadium holds like, you know, 1,200 people or something in that range, 1,500 people. So those kind of experiences, those I think are the memorable. And when you're sitting in that stadium looking out over the mountains and it's 85 degrees in the middle of March, it's not a whole lot of better places to be.
Those of us out in Colorado that are coming off of a bitter cold winter love the opportunity to get out there and enjoy some of that desert weather. And then finally, before I let you go, Matt, we also love to use Indian Wells as a great shopping experience to gear up for the spring and summer season, no matter where we live. And certainly the venue at the Gardens gives us that opportunity and more.
Yeah, I think that's a unique piece too, is that I think about, you know, trying out equipment or something like that. And you don't go to a golf tournament and, you know, maybe you get to try out all the equipment. Obviously there's places for you to demo things, but having a demo court, you can literally go pick up the sticks the players play with, walk out, give them a try, and walk out with a brand new racket, one new clothes. The Fila store is impeccable. The options in our tournament tent and other things else, there's a lot to do to consume there. You walk out decked out in your favorite outfit and you're ready to go.
Well, it's going to be a great experience. We all look forward to it out here in the Colorado and the Intermountain area and beyond. Matt, you guys do a fabulous job out there, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate your efforts, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you making time for me every year to do this. We're all very excited about the event. We're inside of a month now and counting, and looking forward very much to seeing you out in the desert in early March.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. Have a good one. We'll see you in just under a month.